Thank you, Mr. Chair. First of all, I would like to congratulate you on your assumption of the chairpersonship of the 2020 meeting of the state parties to the BWC. I sincerely commend you, your team, and the ISU on the efforts made during this time of COVID-19 to make this meeting possible in person. I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. Mr. Chair, as the relevance of the BWC is growing with the risks brought by the COVID-19 pandemic, my delegation believes that we should use this focus in strengthening the BWC to make the regime more resilient, practical, and up-to-date to tackle any bio risks. In this regard, my delegation welcomes the new creative ideas proposed across the board and in-depth discussions held at the meetings of experts this year. We believe that it is more important to build upon the areas of convergence at this last meeting of state parties before the upcoming review conference. Mr. Chair, the Republic of Korea would like to emphasize several areas of priority for consideration. First, the Republic of Korea supports the idea of establishing a science and technology review mechanism. Such a mechanism should work in line with principles of independence, expertise, transparency, equitable regional distribution, or the inclusiveness and diversity, including differing scientific experiences and gender balance. With the belief that all state parties to the convention should engage in and benefit from such a process, my delegation supports the hybrid option in terms of the mechanism's compositions. Second, guideline needs to be established to support the state parties requesting assistance in the framework of the Article 7. My delegation joins others, stressing the nature of biosecurity and as a collective security and the necessity to provide immediate humanitarian assistance to those faced with bio risks. Whether an incident is borne by nature, negligence, or biological terror, different sources of incidents should be put into the context of how to respond and assist. We also see it necessary to identify the areas and procedures to engage and respond when a biological incident occurs in cooperation with World Health Organization and other relevant UN agencies. Third, each state party needs to implement the convention to the full extent for enhanced biosafety and biosecurity. The Republic of Korea is actively implementing the BWC by submitting reports on confidence-building measures, enacting domestic legislation, managing a stable export control regime, and building operational capabilities. We also conduct regular and frequent on-site inspections of facilities and institutions dealing with pathogens while offering regular safety and security training to the relevant personnel. To share our practices, we have presented a working paper on our national implementation efforts and international cooperation to this MSP. Fourth, the Republic of Korea highly values the role of international cooperation and assistance to promote capacity building and information exchange. There is a strong linkage between Article 7 and 10 regarding capacity building to respond to biological threats and infectious disease outbreaks. The COVID-19 pandemic is the case, having highlighted the importance of each country's robust public health and disease control system. Since disease outbreaks could be devastating regardless of their origins, whether natural, accidental, or deliberate, we believe that robust public health system to conduct surveillance, detect diagnosis, and control diseases, in addition to interagency communication and cooperation, holds great importance. Bilaterally, we are offering various assistance programs to developing countries in collaboration with Korea International Cooperation Agency, including the construction of medical facilities and the provision of technical assistance and medical staff training. Multilaterally, the Republic of Korea is also actively participating in capacity building programs through, in particular, the Global Health Security Agenda, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and the Global Partnerships. We are also going to co-host a regional tabletop exercise against CBRN incidents in 2020 in Manila, Philippines, together with the governments of the Philippines and the United States of America. Fifth, my delegation believes that it is important to keep the UN Secretary General's mechanism independent, integral, effective, and accessible to all UN member states. We are supportive of the capacity building activities for experts and laboratories in UNSGM's roster, which we see as critical to the mechanism's effective operation. Last but not least, the ROK would like to express its deep concern over the financial situation in the disarmament conventions, including the BWC. We welcome the creation of financial dashboard in 2020, which helps inform state parties about financial situation of the conventions. We encourage all state parties to pay their contributions in a timely manner, which is imperative to ensure the financial sustainability and viability of the convention. My delegation hopes to continue the dialogue and constructive consultations on strengthening BWC regime to obtain successful outcome at the next review conference. I thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.